The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Okay, folks, March 11th. March 11th, Bonnie and I will be doing a live podcast from the Village Underground. Alive, My Wife Hates Me. Please go to ComedyCellar.com. Under Feature Events, you can buy your tickets. It is March 11th, 8 o'clock. We will have a celebrity guest marriage counselor come in. It's going to be great. It's going to sell out. So get your tickets now. ComedyCellar.com. Feature Event. Live podcast. Go fuck yourself.
All right. Is this on? I'm not going to. Mine's on. Mine's working. Is yours working? That's your joke? You move your lips and don't talk? That's the oldest joke in comedy, like with the mic on the stage. When it goes out, and then a comic would go, So yours is working. We are back, folks. We are back from vacation.
We had a vacation?
No, just people say that. Oh. We're back! We're back from vacation.
For a second, I thought I was supposed to lie. I couldn't remember.
No. We don't do...
That's the thing about this podcast. No lies.
Comics don't take vacations because we get to
travel. That's what somebody should call their album. That's a good album name. No lies.
No lies.
You know what Jacqueline said rookie mistake last night. And I was like, that'd be a good comedy album title. Rookie mistake.
Everything would be a good...
In my new world of album names. I'll come up with some more good album names. If you're a comic looking to name your album, something I do, little side project, I name people's albums. I'll listen to your album, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Just randomly somewhere in your album, and then I'll name it for you. Okay?
All right. Let me send this stupid text, and then I'm ready.
Just Jokes. Anybody name their album Just Jokes? How about Comedy for Dummies? Anybody name their album that? These are pretty good comedy names.
How about...
with a good healthy dose of irony in them.
The White Album. Has anybody named their album that? Or On the Dark Side? Or...
like a black comic should be like...
No. Or...
Oh, you know what? I thought of a different one I thought would be good. For a girl comic, not me. But somebody that, you know...
Give Me Shelter.
No, this is...
How about Abbey Road?
Stop.
I'm giving you names.
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Really? Do you really think I don't know?
Yeah, I'm giving
Beatles.
Names.
Beatles albums. A couple of those at least. I don't know if they all were. Stop. You love it when you think you know more than me.
Yellow Submarine. That would be a good one for a comic.
Stop. I'm actually really coming up with good names.
Wait, you can give your names, but I can't give mine? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but those names have already been taken with music. Okay, how about for a girl comic? Moist, for the name of their album. That's good, right?
It's horrible.
Not for me, you know.
Because every stupid girl comic, when they come out with an album, they have to be sexual.
Yeah.
Girls have to be sexual.
Well, if you don't got what it takes... If you don't got the fucking the something something and the something else, you go with the sexy desky wexy. I don't think I'm good at doing the podcast today.
Well, let's get this started. First, let's go through the read. We'll do our read.
Okay.
Do
We've
it.
Got to do it right this time, or we're going to lose another sponsor.
We've lost everyone.
Yeah.
We've lost them all.
So.
But this one, I'm behind, because they sent me the stuff. They sent me my stuff, and I love it. I love it. Okay? It was the whole kit. They sent me the whole kit and caboodle.
Okay. What's the caboodle?
Well, the kit came. The caboodle's on its way. Well, here's the deal.
Well, we got more comedy like that coming up right after the break. Rich. Rich is starting his motorcycle.
You know what, folks? You probably ask yourself.
You know what, folks?
Quit.
Is folks a thing people still say? Or is that like... you know what, folks?
You know what, folks? Here's the deal. You probably always say this to yourself. I know I used to say, why are razors so expensive?
I know I say that. I looked at the razors. I said, what the fuck
I mean,
is
I've been
going on?
Have you ever gone through the supermarket or Walmart, CVS?
Are these made of titanium? Titanium.
Titanium, okay. And let me give you an answer. Maybe
it's here. Why are they so gosh dang expensive?
Well, maybe it's because those billion-dollar shave companies overload their razors with ridiculous shave tech you don't need. Do you really
what do you mean?
Need?
What do you mean shave tech?
Well, can I move along and then you'll
answer
know.
The question? And that's I bet you that follows exactly. So my question was good.
Do you need a razor with a vibrating handle?
Okay, so that's a tech. There, okay, I said, what's the tech? Oh, vibrating handles. Do you need that? That's how you do this fucking read that we're doing.
Oh, do you have to curse in a read? Huh? Why don't you say...
You know what? I bet razors want you to curse.
No.
Buy my fucking razor.
No.
It's a tough product.
No, we're not...
And this isn't ladies' razors.
Okay, it's not the Jets
These
and
are
the
for
Sharks.
Fellas.
All right,
These
this
are
isn't...
For the
we're not
men.
Talking... They're razors, not box cutters, okay? There's a difference, all right? Do you know what a box cutter is?
Yeah, it's only one blade.
Yeah, this is
this
razors.
This is dual. This is a dual blader.
Okay, do you need...
Could you shave with a box cutter if you had to, if you were in prison or something? I mean, if you had a box cutter in prison, you'd probably...
You would take it out of the... You take the razor out of the box cutter and use it as a one thing, yeah.
Okay, but right. I wouldn't... I mean, that would be more expensive than this, to buy box cutters every time.
In prison, it'd be almost impossible to get your hands on a box cutter unless you knew somebody. If you were maybe like, you know, in a gang.
Not in the ladies' prison. In the ladies' prison, you can get all kinds of stuff.
How do you know? You've never been to a ladies' prison.
The Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that was a really true prison life. Okay.
Prison life. It actually seemed fun. Like, I wonder if women's prisons went up in population and they were like, I saw that show, it seemed like fun.
Well, anyhow, you don't need a razor with a vibrating handle, okay? Especially
am I right, ladies?
Especially if
you get the right man. You
if,
don't
if you're epileptic.
That's your joke?
Well, because you shake when you're an epileptic.
Come on, do you really think... Oh, I swore in that read, but you're making fun of epilepsy. You really think a sponsor wants you making fun of epilepsy? Oh my God. There go. We're done.
All right, let's start over.
Buy some fucking razors because this is the last time you'll hear about it from us. Rich just ruined it.
All right, let me start over. Okay.
No, okay.
Do you need... All right. Have you ever thought to yourself why razors are so expensive?
Yeah,
all right, let's
because
do it.
Of
because
the
no,
tech and the
no,
the,
it's because
the
it's
billionaire.
The billionaire
isn't it? Billionaire sports figures.
No, that's the old one. This is the new one.
Oh, come on, just get through.
All right, let's do it and knock it out. Unless we do the whole podcast as one read.
Who think about your listeners? Is this the kind of shit you do when you go do stand up? You're like, I'm going to just do this. Like, it's like...
No, I give. When I do stand-up,
well,
I...
Well, give now.
Oh, okay.
Give now.
For real, Bonnie, have you ever wondered why razors
oh
are so
God.
Expensive?
I'm going to lose my motherfucking mind.
Have you ever?
No.
No. Because your ladies' razors are just, you guys don't care. You can
we got a lot. No, you know why? Because I just use yours.
Yeah.
There you go. And then I put it back, and then you cut your fucking face with it, and I go.
Is that what you do? You go. You know, maybe it's because those billion-dollar shave companies overload their razors with ridiculous, that's the word, ridiculous shave tech you don't need. I mean, they put stuff in it like a razor with a vibrating handle.
Why would they? But that doesn't make sense. Who would want a razor with a vibrating handle? Like, isn't the whole point to be careful?
Yeah.
That seems, I don't believe that one.
Well, especially if they're epileptic, you don't want that.
I think they're making up crazy tech from other companies to sort of like, look, it's, you got a good product, just you don't need to be making up things that other companies are doing.
Now you just called the sponsor a liar.
They a little bit are. I feel like they are, because look, I say you got a good product, sell your product, don't talk about the other.
Well, now we got a stove,
don't worry about the other thing.
You just call the people who are paying us liars.
Well, I don't understand why you keep starting over.
Well, but you, because
are we editing this?
No, but Rob's got to edit and send it to him.
Oh, he's got to just send him one.
He's not going to send him.
I don't understand. Won't they just listen to the podcast and be like, well, these. I feel like you're already, the epilepsy thing, we're already out. We're done.
No.
You can't make fun of someone's handicap.
That's not a real handicap.
It isn't. Oh, even worse. Here we go. What? Now.
You call that a real hand? Because they shake a little?
First of all, epilepsy, I don't know what you think it is, but it's not shaking. It's having seizures.
What's the one where you shake?
The Michael J. Fox one.
No, that's Parkinson's.
That's, yeah. You don't think you shake in Parkinson's?
Oh, yeah, you definitely shake at Parkinson's.
Okay, and also when you're nervous. And a lot. So I don't know if that's.
See, a lot of people go, you know, are down on that. But do you know how many jobs they get at bars mixing drinks?
Okay. Stop. Stop right now. It's a horrible premise.
Okay.
It's a terrible thing to say.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But here's the thing.
Don't say sorry to me. I don't have epilepsy and I don't have Parkinson's. And I've never gotten them mixed up.
Epileptics.
That's another weird
epileptics
thing.
Epileptics shake too.
They're people with epilepsy.
Yeah.
You say people for, you don't call them epileptics.
Oh, yeah. Epileptics.
No, you don't. What do you call someone in a wheelchair?
Crippled.
Right. Okay, that's wrong. Let's go through some of the things.
Wait, you don't think cripples is right?
No.
They're crippled.
No, they're...
handicapped.
Physically challenged.
They're fucking handicapped. Or physically challenged. No. Or...
okay, what about somebody with a mental disability? What do you call them?
Mental? Mental?
No.
You mean
call
retarded?
Them people...
Not mentally
with
challenged.
With boss problems.
Not mentally challenged. You talking about that?
Yeah. Yeah, like someone who...
Not Down syndrome.
Somebody with Down syndrome is mentally challenged, of course.
Well, there's a lot of people mentally challenged.
I don't even think
Down
that's
syndrome.
The most appropriate thing. There's probably other... like, it changes. You got to keep up on this shit.
But there's people...
because what happens is people... you know, they'll say retard. Okay, we can't use retard anymore to describe because somebody's chosen... and then... they go mentally disabled, and then people, I don't know.
There's so many
good word people are trying to stay one step ahead of the bad word people.
There's so many special interest groups. Right now, there's special interest groups for the special interest groups. Like,
how do you mean? Like, they're, well, like... well, I do know, like, deaf people who've been deaf since birth feel like they're a little bit higher up than people who
go deaf.
Became deaf.
Yeah. Well, because
they were never people who never could hear.
Yeah, my cousin was that
snobby.
My cousin was
it.
Deaf, and he's smart as hell, and he could talk now.
Nobody's saying they're not smart, are they?
He was born deaf. Deaf and dumb, huh? Deaf and dumb.
Yeah,
it goes hand in hand.
No, but okay? You know, dumb doesn't mean dumb, right?
Yeah, because they're deaf and they're dumb. Deaf and dumb.
No, dumb in this case, the way you're using it, deaf and dumb, it means mute. That's what they used to call it.
Oh.
Dumb, couldn't talk. But if you're deaf, you could. A lot of people couldn't talk because obviously...
Well, my aunt used to work at the school for the deaf.
Are you... like, it's hard for me to... I don't know. Like, later, are you going to be like, I was just making that up on the podcast?
No. For real.
I'd love to be able to tell, like, people in interviews, like, oh, no, he plays a character. He plays a character on stage and during the podcast. He's, you know, he loves just doing calculus. by the fire late at night? And what if people found out you were like a really brilliant
man? I am. I did another IQ test the other day. A hard one.
Who does IQ tests?
I did one, a hard one. Someone from someone sent it to me on Twitter.
IQ tests aren't harder or easier than others.
Yeah, 100. 100 was average person was 100. Yeah. On this one, I was 120. So I'm 20 points above average.
But how, what was the highest one you got? 142 or something?
That was a different one. So that might have been an easier IQ test.
That's like 22 IQ points you lost. That's a lot.
No, because this IQ test was so much. I guarantee you wouldn't get 120. Okay. You probably would probably get 80 because you're not really good at that kind of stuff.
Well, then I would be considered a person with a mentally challenged person or something.
Yeah. So, but my aunt used to work at the deaf school. She devoted her life to the deaf. My cousin was deaf, and
her son.
Yeah, and he Nikki, and he, you know, smart guy, lives in San Francisco. I haven't seen him in years, but he learned how to talk. You know, still like, you know, not like real.
I
smoothly.
Would like though. This would be a good little fun thing. Is put a speaking deaf person and you, like, they talk, then you talk, and then people have to guess which person's deaf.
All right, let's do this read for real.
You know I don't like being around deaf people.
Why?
Right.
We used to do shows for the deaf. Yeah. Gullup used to do a show every
don't
year.
Don't like it, because I feel like...
We used to...
You're always
know.
Reading your lips. You can't ever have any privacy with deaf people around. It's a privacy issue.
All right, let's knock this out, and then we'll move on. Do you want to read it so I don't screw it up?
What, I got to start from the beginning
again?
Just
knock it out. Just knock it out.
We'll just do one after the podcast.
No, I'll do it now real quick because I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, my God, Mr. Richard Voss, afraid of getting in trouble. Let's just blow it off.
No, because I like this. No, I really do like this company.
All right.
I'm behind this company. All the other ones... Yeah, you know, but I'm behind this one for some reason.
Well, Amazon. I was behind Amazon.
I'm still behind
Amazon.
So am I. So I heard one of our podcasts, another podcast makes tons of money from Amazon. A lot of people go to Amazon, and we're going to do that one later too. But this one, I'm really, truly believe in this one. So let's do it.
DollarShaveClub.com.
Okay.
Take 7.
Why are razors so expensive? Maybe it's because those billion-dollar shave companies overload their razors with ridiculous shave tech you don't need.
Yeah,
don't
like
need.
Sometimes you go to buy a razor, it's got a vibrating handle.
Or a back,
I don't need that.
Or a back scratcher and a laser pointer. I was sick of paying out of the nose for it. That's why I made the switch to DollarShaveClub.com.
Note to self, let's break down paying out of the nose as a saying.
Okay. No, but I do, like last week when I was looking at razors in CVS and Walmart, I'm going...
Stay focused.
Some of them were $30 for a pack of them.
That's actually not true. So, I mean, that is true, but some of them were 40-some dollars for a pack.
Did you see them? I mean, just for the razors alone.
Obviously, I saw them because I'm telling you about it now.
Dollars,
but that must have been for some, like they must have had some kind of...
No, there was like crazy. Whatever. DollarShaveClub.com sends amazing
handled
quality razors and other cool bathroom stuff right to your door for a couple bucks a month. It couldn't be easier. I got it in the mail, and I could tell you some of the stuff.
Please do. Your excitement
cream?
Is really drawing
when it came,
me
I
in.
Was so excited when it came. Uh-huh. I was so excited. I love when I get packages. Like my sneakers came, those red ones.
Mm-hmm. Stay focused. We got to make it through.
All right. DollarShaveClub.com doesn't waste their money on ridiculous shave tech gimmicks. That's one of the ways they can change a fraction of what the big shave companies... Oh, no. Wait. Oh, that's one of the ways they can charge a fraction of what the big shave companies
charge. They do. They charge,
charge.
A fraction. They literally charge a fraction of what the big
tell you
companies
what,
charge.
And I think DollarShaveClub.com blades are actually better. Now, here's the truth.
Uh-oh.
Here's the honest-to-goodness truth. They are. Because not
they
only,
are what?
They're better. Because I can go up right now. I can get
the Dollar Shave Club razors are better.
I can do a test right here, right now, in front of you and prove it.
No, that's okay.
I not only shave my face, but I shave my chest and stomach.
okay? And it slides across nice and easy. Like what I do when I take a shower. This is what I do when I take a shower, okay? I have one of those, I don't know what they're called, what you put the soap in. Or,
come on, stay
but wait,
focused.
No, I mean, this is, you know those things you put the soap in or, and then you wash yourself with them? They're like,
yes,
scrubbies.
Loofahs or whatever.
Loofahs. Okay, what I do is I load it with soap.
Yeah.
And I, you know, the first thing I wash is under my arms. Mm-hmm. I always do my pits first.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I do them like three or four
Please,
times.
I can't.
No, for real. Let me tell you.
I don't want to know everything you do.
Okay, so I'll wash my whole
Just
self.
Go fast.
Okay, well, I wash my whole self. But listen. Listen to what I do.
I'm right here. If you say listen, you're just buying time. If you
no.
don't know what you're saying.
I know what then, I'm saying.
And then go. Say it.
Okay, so I wash myself. And then with the extra suds that's in the loofah, I squeeze it on my chest. So it's like a lather, right? And then I shave in the shower. And boom. And I rinse the blade out. But I have to turn my back.
Well, this is information I think we're all glad we okay. stuck around for.
And signing up couldn't be easier. Just go to dollarshaveclub.com, pick a razor plan. They have a bunch of plans to choose from.
What's one of
they
them?
Have three to choose from. They have three. Then every month, like clockwork, you'll get a package in the mail with Dollar Shave Club blades. And if they got other great stuff, too. They got like Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter. They have, I haven't used it. I got these too, and they have One Wipe Charlie's. I'll talk about them in a second.
One Wipe Charlie's.
They're right on my desk. Hold on.
I know, the but peppermint. I just had a thing that people can't really understand what you're saying.
The peppermint infused butt wipes for men. Well, here, let me go get them.
Okay.
Hold on.
Talk. Oh God, I can't believe, this is not even worth it how much we have to do for this shit.
Look at here, right here. Look at One Wipe Charlie's.
Where's the thing, though, that it says the different things, what you get? That's
right
what
there,
they
read
wanted
this.
You to say. No.
It's right there, read what I just read. It's saying all the different things right there. Do the paragraph again. Maybe I didn't read it well.
I don't see it.
This paragraph. That one. Start from that one.
Read no, but that. I thought they gave us another paper or whatever.
No, but this is the new one.
Just go to dollarshaveclub.com, pick a razor plan. They have three to choose from. They had the plans laid out in that email.
Well, but yeah, but
so
now,
look up your email and do
well,
the plans.
I guess they don't want to still, you can see the plans when you go to Dollar Shave.
That's what they said, don't say. That's exactly what they said in the email. They said, you know what? We're going to fucking pull the plug on this shit unless you do it right. And one of the things, because I said, what are the plans? And you said, look it up. And they said, we don't want them to say look it up. We want them to say the three plans.
Really?
And they put the three plans on the email. So go get your fucking phone and read the three plans so we can get off the shit of the Dollar Shave Club. Okay? Because if I have to hear shave you time and money one more time, I'm going to lose my motherfucking mind.
Okay, let me explain something to you.
What?
That's the new one. He sent me that.
No,
he goes,
yeah, I saw it in the email.
But this is a new one I got
Go
yesterday.
Go get your email.
This is yesterday.
Give me your phone.
This
Check
is
your
yesterday.
Email. I don't care. They said, please say the three plans in the email.
I'm telling you. Okay,
instead of getting your fucking peppermint white one wipes, which you actually went and physically got, which nobody could see and nobody can smell. Okay, so you could have just been like, hey, you know, it's exactly the same as saying you get One Wipe Charlie's.
But look at them.
But to get them out is a ridiculous thing to do.
Look at them.
No, I want this over.
Do you know what you're for?
I do not want my look. I hated doing the podcast before, okay, and now that it's become a one long fucking one. I know you think it's funny.
No,
like,
I don't.
Oh, it's a good idea.
No, I don't.
It's a funny thing.
Oh,
to
so
do.
Now you're making fun of how I talk? What are you like? All
Shut
the other?
Up.
What are you a listener?
Shut up.
So you get Dr. Carvey's.
Do the thing. Do it.
I'm telling you, this is it. You want me to call
do
Rob? You want me to call Rob right now?
I want you to look up on the email.
But we don't have to do that.
That was
in the past. Now we have a new read. Do you want me to call Rob up and ask him? Do you want me to call him? Hold on. We'll call Rob just to you know, because here's the thing. We're new at this, so...
We've been doing fucking hundreds and hundreds. We've gone through six different... whatever ads, we've lost them all because
you say things
I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit. I do. We could be big.
I know, because somewhere in between is the proper thing to do, is to read it quickly and then do the podcast. You want to spend the entire podcast reading your one shit shave shit thing.
See, there you go. That's why we lose it, because you call it one shit shave shit.
I was getting it mixed up with the one wipe Charlies. Who fucking one wipe Charlies? Come on.
Look at them. That's what I'm talking about. That was from our other podcast. That's for
I'm going to call my new album One Wipe Charlies. One Wipe Charlies.
Don't open them. Don't open them yet.
I'm not allowed to open it?
Not until
I
start.
Why would I? You just give me a package to look at.
Because I don't want to open them until I start to use them. I don't want them to dry out.
I can't. Please.
Those are for cleaning your butt.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing. No one knew. Well, we thought they were for cleaning out your ears.
No.
Fucking flushable wipes for cleaning out your... I think everybody fucking knew it was an ass wipe product.
Yeah, I've never had one like that. I always towel myself. You know, I talked about that before.
You need to stop.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
If you fucking talk about your showering again, I'm leaving this table. Do you understand?
Okay, here's what I'm going
to
do.
I had shit to talk about this podcast.
We're
going to
do it. We'll talk about it. It's only taking a couple of minutes.
High five fucking chunk I was going to do.
All right.
Okay, I was going to talk about the thing Jacqueline and I talked about last
night. Okay, we're
going
to do it. All right. Just read this quickly.
No, I'm not reading it anymore. I want you to get the thing off your phone.
We don't need
that.
Read
the three different plans, because that is specifically what they said.
No.
That is specifically what
they
said.
But this is new. This is new. Okay?
Because they said, I'd like him to know what the three... They said, the girl... First of all, the girl... Okay?
Uh-huh.
The girl asked him what the plans were. You know what? We're supposed to know about your product. How about you fucking know about our product, huh? And the girl is Bonnie.
Hold on. Okay. That's the phone ring.
Hello?
Yeah, Rob?
Yeah.
You're on speakerphone, and you have to clear something up with Crazy Bonnie, okay? I like to call her the girl.
I've legally changed my name.
Okay. The read for Dollar Shave Club, who I'm so excited to do, the one you sent us is the new read, right? That's what we read. Okay. Now, Bonnie thinks that I still have to read the three plans from the... Remember you sent us the email last week? These are the plans, okay? Plan A, B, and C. Well, that's not in the new read, so I don't have to worry about that. They just go to dollarshaveclub.com and they'll see the plans, right?
Yeah, I think as long as nobody mentions AIDS, you're going to have it again.
Okay. Don't mention AIDS.
Okay.
But this is a great plan if you do have AIDS, because you probably can't leave the house.
To do what?
Didn't they say, Rob, didn't they send an email saying, we like what they're doing? Obviously, they didn't listen. But the girl asked him what the different plans were, and she didn't know. He didn't know. Could he please know? Then they listed them in the email. And isn't that what we were supposed to do for this read? Well, it came up.
if I wasn't on a Long Island Railroad there now, I'd be able to talk.
We're 45 minutes into this podcast. Guess what we started with? The read.
Are you still on the read? Is this going to be a 45-minute read? I have to sit through.
I can't. I got to go. I can't do this anymore.
All right.
You know what, Rich? You guys do what you guys need to do. Just use that as your basic goal.
We don't understand. Okay. Just hang up on him. We can't understand him.
All right. Well, thanks for your help. See, I'll tell her. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Watch 11. My wife
needs to be alive. Bye. See what I mean? We don't have to do that plan.
Fine. fine.
All right, so just you read this real quick because you're a better reader. Quick, knock it out, and then we'll move on.
Oh, my God.
You got stuff.
Why are razors so expensive? Maybe it's because those billion-dollar shave companies overload their razors with ridiculous shave tech you don't need. Do I really need a razor with a vibrating handle, a back scratcher, and a laser pointer? I don't. And I was sick of paying out the nose for it. That's why I made the switch to DollarShaveClub.com. DollarShaveClub.com sends amazing quality razors and other cool bathroom stuff right to your door for a couple of bucks a month. It really couldn't be easier. DollarShaveClub.com doesn't waste their money on ridiculous shave gimmicks. That's one of the reasons they can charge a fraction of what the big shave companies charge. And you know what? I think DollarShaveClub.com blades are actually better. And signing up couldn't be easier. Just go to DollarShaveClub.com and pick a razor plan. They have three to choose from. Then, every month like clockwork, you'll get a package in the mail with Dollar Shave Club blades. And they've got other great stuff like Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter and One Wipe Charlie's.
Right there in front of us.
I think we all know what those are for. They're peppermint-infused butt wipes for men. For men only.
Are they for men only?
I don't
no.
know. It says for men. I guess peppermint is a man's scent.
Might maybe infect.
Thanks to DollarShaveClub.com, you'll never forget to buy blades, and you'll never get nicked up from squeezing one too many shaves out of that last blade in your pack, because you've got more coming, I guess, is the point. Say no to the big shave companies and the ridiculously overpriced shave tech. Join me at My Wife Hates Me and the hundreds of thousands of guys who've upgraded. Oh, join me, everyone, at My Wife Hates Me. Oh, that's like our people. That's like the listeners. I didn't understand it. Join me, everyone, at My Wife Hates Me. You know, you're listening to us right now. And the hundreds of thousands of guys who upgraded to the smarter way to shave. Did I really just say this part? Shave time. Shave money. Join DollarShaveClub.com/VOS That's DollarShaveClub.com/VOS
Give me that read.
Obviously, they don't hire people to write those things, and that's pass the savings on to you.
See what I mean?
That part got cut out, right? I already finished it.
She was that hard?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
I don't think
paying out the nose. Who fucking says that shit? Pay out the nose.
Everybody. That's a thing. You don't want to pay out the nose.
Now listen, are you tired of these big companies sticking it in your ear? You feel it a little long in the tooth?
Huh?
Scared someone's going to give you the hairy eyeball? Well, don't be paying out your nose.
All right. Don't lose a bone.
Lose a bone? Is that a saying? I did real sayings.
No, you didn't.
Stick it in your ear, hairy eyeball.
The tooth? That was
long in the tooth? You've never heard that term?
No.
That means you're old.
Long in the tooth?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Where? In Canada? Another?
That's a real no.
No, because I used to have big teeth when I was younger.
Yeah, but.
I was long in the teeth before I had my teeth.
You're long in the tooth. You are long in the
tooth.
Not
now. My teeth are perfect.
Literally and figuratively.
My teeth are perfect. What?
Oh, you have something in your tooth.
Oh, that was gum. That was gum.
Oh, disgusting.
Now, what did you want to talk about with
Okay, well, we went to New York.
But wait a second. Today. What were the topics you said?
Oh, I wanted to talk about this, but now it seems stupid.
What's a high five?
Yeah, the guy, I was at Stand Up New York on Friday night. Friday or Saturday, I can't remember. One of them.
Friday.
Ones. And the third show is a new MC, came over. Okay, first of all, I don't know any of the new comics, like, by name. I get them mixed up. I don't really know who they are. Once they start talking to me,
you shouldn't know them. They should know you.
I'll kind of remember a little bit, like a guy who's actually the boyfriend of a friend of mine came up and started talking to me, and then I was like, I didn't know who he was. And then after talking to him for a while, I figured it out, you know, because he brought up her name a lot. Okay, but so black guy, young guy comics come up and do it. But I don't feel racist at all for not knowing the white guy comics, but I always feel racist not knowing the black. Is that wrong?
That word is used so loosely. Why would it? Because if you didn't know black people. That doesn't make you a racist. It makes you...
Because you're just sort of taught that if you can't...
No.
Remember if, someone that you're a racist.
Listen. It's not racist not to care about a race or...
It's just not hiring them. That's what you feel, right?
No.
You can be bigoted.
You could be prejudiced. There's a difference between prejudice and racist, okay? You know, if you have power over them and you're holding them down, that's racism. If you just don't like them, that's prejudiced, okay? People don't use prejudice anymore, you know? You could be prejudiced and be a good person.
Can you, though?
Well, you don't have to like everybody. Listen,
no, but prejudice, I mean, it's like, yeah, you can individually meet someone and then realize you don't like them, but the whole idea of being prejudiced is that you're not liking people based on things that don't have anything to do with their character.
Listen, when it comes to stereotypes, it's different. You know, everybody thinks, oh, they're all phonies. Everybody's phonies. Not everybody likes everybody. It's true. And people don't admit it. Do we eat at Chinese restaurants? Huh? Do we?
No.
No? Okay.
But listen,
we don't dislike Chinese people.
No, but they're cold. Dirty. But they're dirty. They're dirty people.
Well, they're not dirty people. They're cold. They're cold from their cult. Their cultures are a lot different than ours. You know, they'll walk along the side of the road and, you know, squat into a hole.
No,
you
know? Richard, stop.
Yes,
please.
You don't ever saw those old pictures?
Please. Okay. Stop.
Okay. But what I'm saying
What about Jews? You hate all the stereotypes about Jews.
No, there's a lot of Jews I don't like. I can't stand a lot of Jews. They make it bad. Are you kidding me?
Well, but you're not like that, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of them
You don't stop touching your...
I'm scratching. It itches. What I'm saying is everybody has a little prejudice in them. Even Mother Teresa, when I met Mother Teresa, right, she called me a kike.
I don't respond to ridiculousness.
I know she didn't call me that.
Stop but when I enough. Met
her, I met Mother Teresa.
You know, Christopher Hitchens wrote a whole book on, like, why she's a bad person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not the first person to be like... you're just making a joke of Mother Teresa's a bad person. Somebody really researched it.
I didn't make a joke.
Went to town.
Yeah. Well, that's his opinion.
Yeah. No, I mean, based on whatever. I didn't read it, so I can't speak to it. I mean, he wrote God is not great, so he wrote a whole thing about, like, God not being.
All right. So somebody, a black comic, new comic came up to you.
So he goes, first he was like, hey, Bonnie, how's the kid? Whatever. I don't know who he is. And then he goes, what's your credits? I tell him my credits, and he high-fived me after I told him my credits before the show. And it was like such a weird thing, like, to, like, I don't know why I did.
She didn't say, you go, girl.
I think I was really, I was really tired, but I think that's why I didn't, like, trash him. First of all, I don't like high-fiving.
It's so stupid.
Really? I think it's too self-congratulatory. There's something to...
Look what I'm doing for you. It's when someone high-fives you. This
it's
is
like
how much.
Condescending. I don't know. There's something about it. I can't...
I was never a high-fiver.
No,
never.
I don't like high-fiving.
And I don't like the wave either.
But I did it
if
anyway.
If I went to sporting events and they did the wave, okay, around the... You'd see one set of arms not going up in the air, and that would be mine. The stupid wave. That they invented at sporting events. They don't do that. You never see that at a golf event. People, woo, you know what I mean? You know what the wave is?
Yes, just because I'm not responding doesn't mean I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm saying I'm not big on that kind of stuff either.
Right.
Waves.
No, I don't
high
like doing. I don't like doing things as a group generally. But the high five. So he high-fived me, and I was thinking about it later, like, it's a weird thing, like, I might have high-fived when I actually did Letterman. You know what I mean? But now it's been a long time since. Like, I'm not still high-fiving every time it comes up.
Didn't Letterman go to high-five you and you left him hanging?
No, Letterman's... I told this story before.
All right, so
where I said, thank you for having me. He goes, okay, bye. That was my second time. Then when I got off stage... Another I want to say black, but he might have been something else. High five me. With double high five me when I got off stage. And I did it too. I don't know why I was.
Yeah,
being...
but maybe you didn't look at the flyer. Maybe the theme of the show was
it was like, this is the high five show.
Yeah. I mean, it was at 5 o'clock.
Well, what I got from that was people of color love to high five. People of color and people that are mentally challenged love to high five.
Well, last night when you had a show, a Negro act came up to you.
Negro? First of all, you said Negro.
Yeah. What?
It's so horrible.
What?
It's so horrible. I refuse to be a part of it.
I'm sorry.
When I make jokes about black people, I'm being ironic. And you're fully being racist.
No, that's...
Negro? You didn't even say Negro. You said Negro.
I'm not using the N-word in a negatory. That's...
No. Oh, God. Jacqueline told me a story where this girl on stage was talking about her niece and had said the N-word. This is a black comic. Said the N-word.
Oh, that, I saw that girl. That girl's funny, but go ahead.
And, no, it's Marina.
Oh, no, I'm talking to the other girl. Talked
said,
about her niece.
Oh.
That she lent money to her niece.
Oh, that girl is funny.
Yeah. Funny.
No, so she said something about, you know, the 4-year-old niece said the N-word, and she was like, how do you know that word? And the girl goes, I made it up. And Jacqueline thought it was a moment of empowerment, like, oh, she didn't even know the word. And so she cheered, but she was the only one in the audience that cheered because it was like it's not a positive moment. Like, and then Jacqueline like thought about it later and was like, I was cheering like, oh, your 4-year-old's never been called that before. Oh, that's sweet. We've really come far as a society. Your 4-year-old niece has never... Oh my God, horrible. Okay, so...
So you met a Negro act last night.
So Jacqueline was doing a show. I was hanging out with her and we went to one of her weird shows. And it was just like at a restaurant, in the back of a restaurant. And Jacqueline did really, really well. But
you wanted me to come up to 103rd Street last night?
No, that one wasn't. That was in Brooklyn. We were in Brooklyn. Then we went to 103rd after that. Because you were doing Red Eye, so I was just kind of waiting for you. So I didn't want to just hang out at the hotel by myself. So I went with Jacqueline. And then the MC came out and was like, what's your name? I go, Bonnie. He goes, Bonnie. I go, McFarlane. He goes, oh, shit. I know you. I know who you are. You're Rich Voss's wife. And I was like, so deflated. I was like, you know who I am. Then later, he kept insulting me. He didn't mean to, but he was like, Jacqueline said something like, everybody knows Bonnie. And then he goes, well, no. And then I said, no, no one knows who I am. Like, you know, charmingly self-deprecating. And then he goes, a few comics know who you are. You got that? You got that at least?
Who was it? I wish I knew who it was.
I don't know. You don't know these people. There's like hundreds of thousands of comics. Like where you think open micer starts, there's a 100,000 comics below that. There's like it's like an iceberg. You just see, like you see 10 years up and you're like, you call people who've been doing it 10 years open micers. So, do you know what I'm saying? You do not know these people.
I've probably seen them around somewhere in my passings.
No, I doubt it. Oh, shit.
I'm like a legend.
You're Rich Voss's wife. Like, that's it. That's what I've got. That's what I've sort of worked towards.
Like, and this isn't like ego, but... I realize I'm like a fucking legend. I'm playing golf with a guy and he wants to take pictures and put them on Facebook.
What kind of gross person are you? But you would just so... You didn't know until I just said you're a gross person.
No,
you were like, this would be a fine thing to say out loud in public.
What?
I am kind of a legend. Like, who says that about themselves?
But it's weird. Like,
but even if you believed it, that's the kind of thing you don't say out loud.
Well, I just hear... It's kind of weird, like, because I've done so much in this business. I've accomplished so much.
You're grossing me out.
No, I'm not trying to. I
understand that you're accomplished, but you still don't go, I'm a legend.
But I am.
That's not for you to say. Do you understand? That's for society pins that moniker on you. No, you don't put that on yourself.
Okay, I'm perceived like
as an ass.
Like
yes, and well, this certainly helps. This even raises your ass profile.
But it's so weird. Like you take somebody like Bobby Kelly, who's a great comic, okay, who's extremely funny and the nicest guy on the planet, but he doesn't carry the reputation Rich Voss carries. I don't know what it is.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know what
he doesn't?
It is.
I come on.
I mean,
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know. He's a great comic and a funny dude. You know, now he's building his legacy. That's what it is. Once you build your legacy, you know what I'm
What's
saying?
What's my legacy? That I'm married to you?
No, you've accomplished. What are you kidding me? Are you crazy? As a
Damn,
for a
girl.
Chick, for a girl?
High five, your Letterman set.
But, you know, last weekend I'm playing a golf with a guy. He's taking pictures of me, posting them
That's
on Facebook.
That's what my album should be called.
What?
Voss's Wife. Oh, God. Could you imagine? Oh, it would be so funny and so horrible.
You'd I don't
love
know.
It. You'd love it. It's the only way I could get you to promote it. VOS.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like,
Voss's Wife.
On the road, new comics can't stand me.
Yeah.
Not the ones I work with. They say, oh.
What do you mean they can't stand
no,
you?
No, because I'm not. I'm always nice to new guys. And I always try to give new guys guest spots and this and that. But I'm an ass.
I love giving guest spots.
So do I. I mean, you got
to.
So
I want the audience to know how bad it could be. Like, I want them to be like, there you go. There's a closer to the bottom. So you better appreciate what you got now.
You're just using them to make yourself look
yes,
good. That's
yeah.
growth. I can't believe you just said that out loud. What kind of person would say, I'm going to use somebody?
Why? Because it's a win-win. They get stage time. And I but get to be like, man, looking, am I right, folks? Are you excited?
Not me. I want to give them a chance because people gave me chances, okay? I like to help
well,
you guys.
Well, those people, I would like to fucking smack around a bit.
Whoa. Huh? Let you smack around? Kind of like that fucking joke was smacked around in your mouth?
Stop. How about our meeting today? We went to a meeting today. With some executive and our managers were there. And our managers were just like, every time we made a joke, they would just sit there like, we were cracking each other up.
Yeah.
Are we delusional?
No.
Maybe we're not funny.
We were killing in the meeting. I was killing.
Killing to each other. But I look over at our manager and he's practically rolling his eyes. He's like,
they're so
serious.
This
dog and pony show again. It's like, we're trying to sell something.
First of all, he's never been in a meeting with us before. Second of all, they're too straight. It wasn't a meeting at Apple. It was a meeting with it was a fucking meeting with someone who's going to buy our personality. You fucking idiot. Okay, loosen up. I hand over my movie to a big production
executive.
I hand them my movie so they could see the chemistry between Bonnie and I. Not because they're not to buy the movie. Nothing to do with the movie.
Just
that's
here,
a whole
here,
nother.
Here,
here's a movie of us.
We made this. This is a very good product.
You could see a little bit of, and when I'm pulling it out hand, my manager
doesn't even say like this
hey,
is great.
Great or take a look, you'll love it. Nothing.
What a jerk!
I'm going to call him after this and discuss this with him.
No, you say hey, listen to minute 48 of Police podcast.
Why wouldn't he? You know. Yeah.
We'll never have to really talk to anyone again. We'll just send them emails, clips of the show.
And then we're doing every joke we did, just nothing.
Well, I don't want to say jokes because in the audience.
Not jokes.
It's not like we're sitting there like, just like we're doing this, like in a more sort of like refined way.
You know, we're telling funny stories that are funny, nothing. You know,
when you said supposedly in the meeting, were you joking?
No.
Oh, shit. I was like, okay, good one.
No, I was kind of joking.
No, you weren't. You said supposedly.
Did I say it right?
No, it's supposedly.
Oh.
All right.
Anyhow.
Well, let's wrap it up.
No.
Why?
Well, you got three more minutes, I thought you had another story.
I actually think I should get Jacqueline to talk about it because Jacqueline read this highfalutin book about comedy from the 20s. One of the things she told me in there, I mean, this is like a racist thing because it's from the 20s. Should I say it?
No. Oh. Don't use any racist words. I don't use those on the podcast.
Oh, you could say Negro, though, right?
That's what they... I wasn't being mean.
You are. You don't say Negro. First of all, you don't say Negro ever. It's not even a word, okay? Negro.
No, that the Southerner, the Northerner said Negro.
Well, what are you? Are you a Southerner? I don't remember at any time you living in the South.
I was there last week and I'm going back tomorrow.
I don't consider Florida the South.
You know what racist they are? Like when I was in South Carolina when we were when we were at Hilton Head.
Uh-huh.
Like they have like apartment complexes called, you know, Plantation Terrace.
I know. Or Plantation.
It's like so
we'll
racist.
Never forget.
It's like
the good old days.
Where you living? Oh, we're staying at the Auschwitz Towers. Yes. You know, like they're so I would be so offended if I was black living in that area.
Well, you know, it's like I sort of wanted to believe that like things were pretty equal, but these like last couple of things of in Florida with the, I mean, you could just shoot at a black teenager.
It's
and be like, I was scared. It's so
did
gross.
That last guy get off?
Yeah, I think. Well, he didn't get charged with murder. He got charged with attempted murder for the other ones, but not the one because they said that he really, you know, whatever. He was actually fear. The standard law,
okay, here's
ground
the thing.
Laws has got to change.
Let's even say you feared for real.
But you
couldn't shoot
fear
somebody
out
in
of
the
racism.
Leg. I know you yeah. can't shoot somebody in the leg. Why is everybody?
He shot 9 times. He got out of his car. Why didn't he back up? Why didn't he drive away?
Oh, why don't you just hold your gun and go look what I got? Scram.
Yeah, I mean
that's bullshit.
It is such bullshit, and it's gross. It's so I don't know. It just gross to like to think like how.
But it's racism on both sides. Both sides.
Why?
Well, I don't get me wrong. I think
the black teenager, the guy that got shot, he was being
No, not in that situation. Like, you know, you take like an OJ situation. We, you know, it was all black jury. They're not going to convict him. They're not going to convict their own. And just like white people, it's just mix a jury up or don't even have a fucking jury. Have a, I don't know.
Just get one moral guy to do it all for
or have it like a reality show and let the public vote.
Ooh, that's the worst.
You're right,
idea
that's true.
Ever.
That's not a good idea. You're right. But it's just everybody just you know it
well, the law's gotta get changed, I guess.
The conservatives hate the liberals, liberals hate conservatives, blacks hate whites, whites hate blacks, Jews hate Arabs, Arabs hate Jews. Everybody fucking hating everybody.
You know,
okay, and you know what? The whole time Walmart is doing fine. That's all I'm saying.
Why are you such a shill for Walmart?
What do you mean?
We're always talking about how great Walmart is.
Walmart.
You know, I keep seeing on Facebook pictures of people that have like had sex with animals and got caught.
That's another bullshit. That's bullshit.
Well, why would their pictures be up there?
Somebody's doing that. You say all the fake stories, but those stories
those
are real.
Those stories aren't fake. Those are
oh,
real.
Really? You think somebody's having sex with a cow?
Why would they let their picture be used for that story?
It was stolen. Someone's doing it as a prank.
No,
or getting...
no, those people really did get.
No one has sex with a cow.
Yes.
How do you
yes.
get up that? No, you can't even maneuver.
First of all, one of them got charged with having sex with a cow, and the other one was just like
watching
inappropriate behavior. No, but I always think like, okay, so then, like, I don't know why it's like, yeah, well, I mean,
can you imagine
we kill cows? Like, is it like, oh, it's like less bad to fuck a cow?
Wait, no, if you,
I mean, it's worse to fuck a cow. Like we'll kill them, we'll shoot them up with steroids. We like chickens can't walk, their bodies are too big. They're kept in little confined right. areas like but if you show them any love and affection, you are going to
wait,
prison.
Wait, can you imagine fucking a cow and you think to yourself, is that cow booing me?
Oh god. All right, I got to go.
Get it?
Goodbye.
That's a good premise.
What?
We can kill them, you know, but you pull out your dick.
You show them.
You fucking.
You bring them to orgasm. You are going to jail.
You drop a fucking load on the back of a cow.
Boom.
Okay. You can hit a seal in the head with a club, but not your cock.
But if you hit it with your cock, you are definitely
I'll tell you,
spending some time in the clink.
All right. All
right, what? We're done. We did a lot.
No, we did only 52 minutes.
Oh, man.
53, you know.
But
we didn't
really
do...
make it seem like a long time. That's our skill.
We make
time go by.
Well, here's the thing. This week I'm at Side Splitters in Tampa. Did we talk about the benefit we did for Patrice?
Because we did it before the benefit.
No, the benefit was on Tuesday.
Yeah, we did it Tuesday day. We did the podcast last time, Tuesday day.
We did?
Yeah.
So let's give it a minute. Talk about the benefit last week.
Okay.
It was insanely great. It was so much fun. I mean, obviously it was a good cause. We're raising money. Sold out 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Just an all-star lineup.
It was as fun being on stage as being backstage because the audience was great. So it was fun to do the show. And then it was also just fun hanging out and talking to everyone and being, you know,
Billy, Attell, Colin, Dane, Talent, Keith, who else? Bobby, Norton, Opie, Anthony. It was just.
Lindsay was there. Paddled around. She came out with us after.
Patrice's mom gave everybody nice watches as a gift. That was so nice of her. You know, I'm going to feel horrible returning it for clothes.
Lindsay gave me a good line, but I didn't have to use it.
What?
That if I was bombing, say, this is what Patrice would have wanted.
And it was just, I hosted it, and the whole night was just a great night. It was a great vibe.
It was all fun. You and Billy, we gave a ride to Bill Burr to the.
Oh, we hung out with Bill after we went. But
in the car ride was fun because who was in the back? It was me, Lindsay, and
Jacqueline. No,
someone else was in the back, and then you and Billy were in the.
Oh, the guy from our management company.
Oh, right, and.
Steven.
Yes, yeah, Steve, and or then the so other, it was whatever. Fun. Who gives a shit about him? So. He's actually nice. I like him. But but you and Billy were fun to listen to. You guys were, I can't even remember what you guys were talking about, but we could have just driven around all night listening to you guys.
Then we went to a after party at the Stand. They had great food. They were handing out food. And Jonathan Brandstein was there.
Jonathan Brandstein, who is manager to Minnie.
Yeah.
He was Patrice's manager.
Yes.
And he's so.
Didn't he just sign a girl? What girl did you say he just signed?
Oh, I think Tammy Pascatelli is with him. Now. Oh, but he's so lovely. He's just a lovely man, and he came over and he brought me some food. Lindsay and I were sitting there, and he came over. Did you guys want drinks? And actually, Steve came over and asked us, got us drinks, and then he came over and brought us some food. And
on
he was
plate.
Like, "Did Rich not bring you any food or anything?" And I was like, "No. We just the minute we got in, you were off. Oh, Tracy Morgan and." Talking to people, and then all of a sudden, out of the crowd, you come holding in your fucking fingers a tuna cannoli and handed it to me.
Yeah.
Like, that was your, there you go, bitch. Shut the fuck up until we're ready to go.
Here's your cannoli. Tuna cannolis.
Like, I have to rely on other men. To treat me nice.
Remind me to get a hold of Tracy Morgan next week.
Then the next day. Bill Burr calls. Hey, I wanted to thank you for last night. I think he's calling me to tell me, hey, I just want to say you had a really great show. I didn't get a chance to say last night. No, he's doing some kind of fucking where he's got a list and he's calling everyone on the list to say thank you. And he's just so awkward and horrible as a human. Like on stage, I give it up to him. Brilliant guy. But in real life, he's almost impossible to be friends with.
Why?
He just is one of those people like... First of all, he doesn't listen to you unless you're saying, yes, Bill, yes, Bill. If you're saying no, Bill, he gets so fucking pissed off and walks away. He's like, he's not a fun hang.
I think he's fun.
And then he calls me. I just want to say thanks to doing the show last night. I really appreciate it. I go, it was an honor. I love doing it. I was going to say... After I hung up that awful phone call, because I realized what was happening, I was like, I don't even want to do this again. if he's going to call. Like, that made me not want to ever do anything for him again.
He was thanking.
That phone call.
He was thanking.
The horrible phone call.
It was horrible. A thank you is a horrible call. How do you
want to? Yeah, because he doesn't know how to make it a genuine thing. Like, you could see, I could see him sitting there with a list in front of him, like, I could almost hear him crossing my name off as he's talking to me. Yeah, no, was not a genuine. He doesn't.
Well, but
it's not a heartfelt moment.
He's got to call 13 people. How does he make everyone feel like a heartfelt moment? You know,
you don't do it the way he did it. You just do it exactly the opposite as he did it.
No, you don't go when you call him, like, call Bonnie on Tuesday and then wait a month and then call.
No, I'm not saying that. You can do them all at once.
Yeah. And so you probably were like the sixth call and he's getting bored of calling
people.
Yeah,
well, it came through. It showed. It really showed.
Well, he must have called me early because we had a nice discussion.
If he's going to be that bad at phone calls, just text or email. Hey, thanks for listening. Great.
Well, I'm not going against you or sticking up for him. Yeah. But when he called me, we had a conversation. I mean, we have, a different history. I've known him longer or whatever. So we had,
exactly.
And you know...
first of all,
were you giving
me,
anything back?
He came up to me and what club were we at?
The stand,
and he was like, "You know, well, there we were standing around, and I walked up to the group, I guess, and he was like, you want to explain to me why all these new girl comics do dick jokes?" I was like, "Oh, hey, hi, you had a good show." Like,
maybe they were in the middle of a discussion about that, and you walked into the middle of it.
He can go fuck himself.
All right. I mean, you know, so.
Do people, how real is real?
How real is what?
Because people know I'm kind of kidding, right? I mean, I do think he's a terrible person, but I don't really want him to go fuck himself. He might hurt himself. It might hurt his back.
Not a cow. You don't want to fuck a cow either.
Okay. And do not fuck a cow.
Anyhow, we had a great time. This week I'm at Side Splitters in Tampa. Next week, Mohegan Sun. There you have it. That's the end of one of our best podcasts ever.
No. Wrong.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You want Raina? Does Raina got to say anything? Come on. Come over here. People always ask for you. People always ask for... a little bit of Raina. I'm going to do a 2-minute interview because, let's see. Oh, we're at an hour. Raina, sit down, Raina, and we'll be for real. I'm just going to do a little 2-minute interview.
5 minutes and now 6 something.
Yeah. Ask Daddy how long it is. He'll tell you. He's got it
right.
How
long is it?
Not long. What? How much long did you want it to be? Sit down. And let's be for real, like being like you're an adult, right?
Okay. Yes.
No, I don't mean you have to talk like an adult. You got to.
I like that.
Oh.
You can talk like adult.
Cool.
Now, for real, before we get started, though, how come? It's cold. Now, you and I agree on one thing. That's coffee. Put it down. You're letting her drink coffee?
She just had a sip.
Don't. And you wonder why she doesn't sleep. Put that down. You can't drink coffee.
Sleep.
All right. Now, for real, before we get started, and don't be for real. Be for real. Don't we both agree that the Christmas Tree Store is a dumb name?
Yes.
Did we talk about this on the podcast last time?
Right. Did you talk about this already, Raina?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what else? Didn't we agree on something else in the car that we thought was kind of stupid?
Yeah, you.
Whoa, boom.
Now, I heard at school you've been going on the internet. You're allowed to go on the internet at school on the computers or
not
on
computers, tablets.
What, your own tablet? Kids are allowed to bring their own tablets to school? Talk.
No, there's tablets at school.
They have tablets at school?
Uh-huh. And you have your own.
At your desk?
It's in the thingy-ma-dooder. It's like a rectangle, and there's like chargers to charge it. Like you put it there.
And every student has their own tablet?
Yes.
No way. In your desk.
Not in your desk.
In the classroom though, right?
Yeah, in the classroom.
Is it just one for everybody or is there a bunch of them?
There's one for everybody.
And you guys are allowed to go on the internet?
Yeah. We're allowed to go on anything if it's free time. But if it's like Daily 5 or something, we can go on it just to read books.
And when you go on the internet, do you like look up, like do you ever Google? You're allowed to Google on the internet?
There's something else, like the speaker, so you can just speak in it instead of typing.
Oh, instead you'll say like anything. Like you'll say like Frozen, and Frozen will come up.
Like pictures of Frozen or something.
And that,
or videos of gerbils or something.
Videos of gerbils?
Yeah, they're just really cute gerbil video.
Now, and then, did you ever put in Mommy and Daddy when you're in school? Like,
yeah, sometimes I do Bonnie McFarlane. Sometimes I come up. Sometimes Mommy comes up. Sometimes me and Mommy. Sometimes me, Mommy, and you. I saw you with, in that stupid picture where you had that really, like that curly hair, long, stupid picture.
When my hair was curly?
Yeah, and long. And stupid picture.
Why? You didn't like my hair long like that?
Stupid.
That's not nice. That's how my hair used to grow.
Well, it looks better now.
Did you ever put my name in when you were in school? In the computer?
It doesn't really look. Work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
It doesn't really work. Like, pictures of you don't come up. Only works for Mommy.
That's not true. I'm all over the internet. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe he just doesn't understand Voss. When she
pictures of Richard Voss. And pictures of someone else comes up.
Really?
Yes.
Did you go in class in front of the kids? Did you go to my IMDb in front of the other students? You ever do that?
What?
IMDb. Rich Voss.
Oh.
So the teacher, well, anyhow, so you're getting real good on computer.
It's a tablet.
But the iPad is a computer. It's like a tablet, but it's a computer.
It's a mini tablet.
I feel like Art Linkletter.
What?
Okay. All right. Well, we got to wrap it up.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mommy needs to beat me up, remember?
You're the only kid that likes to get beat up. What kid goes beat me up? Say goodbye. Say adios.
Bye, all those weird people.
Oh. Okay. I can't believe she's not looking me up. What? See you later.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.